Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Christian,
Ethan, and Jason.
And you're listening to the Tortured Soulcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jay Kriv, and welcome to the very first ever Tortured Soulcast. Coming up in this episode, we have exciting news about upcoming events and gigs. We have an interview that we did with Dimitri from Paris, who remixed the latest Tortured Soul single, Another Lover. We're also going to play you that mix of his. And we have some other very exclusive new music for you that you can't find anywhere else. But first, we're going to play a track off of our current album, Did You Miss Me? This is one that we've had a really good time and great response playing live lately. It's called Time to Make Up Your Mind.
Hey, this is Anthony from the nation's capital, and you're listening to the Tortured Soul Cast, the baddest boys from Brooklyn.
from Irvine, California, and you're listening to Tortured Soulcast.
What's up, New York City and Chicago? Heads up. The new monthly, Lovely, begins in September. Every third Friday in Chicago at Double Door, and every third Sunday in New York City at Santo's Party House. We have some great guests singing with us. We'll have some of our favorite DJs, dancers, visual artists. So get ready, keep an eye on torturedsoulmusic.com. We'll be announcing guests as they are confirmed and filling in more details as they come in. And with any luck, this will spread to some other cities. So please mark your calendars. September 18th, Chicago. September 20th, New York. Those are the first ones, the kickoff. And keep your ears open for more cities, guests, and who knows what else. See you soon.
Master Kev and Tony Laredo, MKTL Club Mix of Another Lover, the single which is out now, available on TrackSource, iTunes, Beatport, and many other download sites. And as we also mentioned, we got a great mix of that track from Dimitri from Paris. And we're going to play you a little bit of that as well, and you can hear two different people's takes on this remix. But before we do that, we also had an opportunity to speak with Dimitri about how he approached his mix and just talk about music in general with him. So here's a little bit of that interview that we did, and from there we're going to go into his mix, the Dimitri from Paris 80s throwback mix.
You there?
Yeah.
All right, cool. A lot of times people who remix often just get just ask for a couple parts, the vocals, maybe a guitar part or something else that they can use in their mix. But when you did it, you actually asked for the full Pro Tools section, which has all the recordings of everything that went into the original project, just so the listeners know. And I'm just curious, when you sat down and first looked at the Pro Tools session with all the raw parts from the original track, what's the first thing you did, and how do you get started?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't like to change things for changing them. So if I like what's there, I mean, you know, obviously before getting the Pro Tools session, I heard the final mixdown, which, you know, already there were a lot of things there that I liked. So when I got all the parts, I pretty much looked at what sounds I would maybe need to, you know, either fine tune or change. But I like to use what's there and work it out from, you know, from what the people recorded. I mean, I tend to only remix things that I like. It's not like people send me stuff and I have to come up with something whether I like it or not. I think this is not very positive for as a result. I mean, a lot of time, you know, I used to do that when I started years and years ago, and if you don't like it, it's never really going to be good. Or you have to change everything around in order for you to semi-like it. So I usually work on things that I like, and I work around the parts, and I start editing. I start creating a structure, and that's about it. And from then on, it's all editing, structuring, panning effects, and working the sound towards the final mix. It's just, you know, the good thing with software like Pro Tools or whatever DAW people use is that you can pretty much do everything at the same time. You're doing the arrangement, but at the same time you're mixing and you're working out effects and you're producing, and you're doing this. You get an idea, you just do it, and then it stays there, and you move on to the next idea that you have. It's not like, okay, we have to do the recording, then we have to do the mix down, then we have to do this and that. I mean, you pretty much do everything at the same time, which is something that's, you know, very enjoyable for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's, I guess the technology these days allows you to wear a lot of different hats, you know, as a producer and engineer. And
yeah, I mean, you tend, you know, I mean, the budget's being, you know, shrinking and everything, you tend to do everything yourself. I mean, I wouldn't say that you do everything yourself as good as, you know, different people who have their specialty in each part, but at least you get an overall picture, and it teaches you lots of things, and it's interesting.
I think you sort of answered my next question in what you were saying, but when you begin the mix, do you necessarily have the finished product in mind, or do you...
No, never. I mean, I just figure out the global structure. I mean, I actually worked quite a lot on the vocals. I added, like, extra harmonies on the
track. I know.
There's a lot of things
yeah.
that most people might not notice, but, you know, I work more into the global vision rather than trying to stab my vision of things onto it.
Right. Cool. And a few years back, you did a re-edit of our track "Enjoy It Now," which I think came out with a defected compilation that you put out. Can you explain to our listeners the difference between a remix and a more classic style re-edit?
Yeah, well, I've tried many times. I'm not sure most people get it. But really, a re-edit, I mean, the main difference is you don't have any parts of the song other than what's been released. And in the case of Enjoy Now, I mean, I worked off the vinyl release that had a vocal and an instrumental and edited, you know, those two together, meaning I cannot really take things out. I can only use what's there. I could possibly add things. I mean, some people add beats, some people add sound effects, but you cannot take, like, say that there's a section, oh, you'd really would like to take, like, the kick out to make a little breakdown. Well, you can't, because that's how it's been mixed and that's how it's going to stay. So basically, a re-edit is you have to work around what's been done, and you can only do so much, whereas a remix, you get all the individual elements of the song, how they were produced most times, and you can totally rearrange. And while you keep the original, you know, if you use all the elements, you're going to keep the original kind of sound, the original vibe of it, but you can still completely rearrange it, which is what I tend to do most times.
Yeah, and the re-edit kind of harkens back to the disco era, you know, sort of like predates the remix, you know, people cut.
Yeah, I mean, it was all cut and paste. It was cut and paste with reel-to-reel tape. I mean, I started doing it this way 25 years ago, and the tools we have now make it so much easier, but it's not only the technical side of things. I mean, you know, knowing how to beat match doesn't make you a DJ, so knowing how to cut and paste doesn't make you, you know, a good editor. You just, you know, once you master the technique, which is really quick on a computer, then you have to master the artistic side of things. And that's where the talent and experience comes in. So a lot of people are doing re-edit, but all they know, they just know how to cut and paste on the computer, which is, you know, pretty much what everybody knows how to do. Then you got to go to the next step. That's why we're flooded with edits that are a little bit pointless at times.
Well said. Christian was just curious. Do you play any instruments other than DJing?
No, not at all.
So So it's interesting. I mean, I think that, that someone, obviously you approach your music in a very musical way.
No, I mean, I've got my ear and I've got my couple of fingers to work around, you know, the keyboard or you know, I do all the editing myself. I do, I mean, everything that was played on this remix, I play myself. I mean, there was only a couple of synth parts, so it wasn't much, but I can kind of do my own bass lines. I can kind of do my own rhythmic parts. You know, it's just like trial and error with the keyboard, and you know, the computer makes it easier for you to start over and over again until you get it right. I don't have the approach of bringing a keyboard guy in, have him do all the job, and then you know, work around with the parts he's done. I mean, if I work a keyboard guy in, if I make him come in, I'll direct him as much as I can. And you know, I've tried doing it online, and it's hard for me to work like that, because I usually know exactly what I want to hear and convey that over the phone or over email to someone in another place is not really, you know, doable.
Yeah, I think it's kind of obvious that Tortured Soul, we and yourself, we share a love of 70s and 80s music, especially disco, funk, and soul in particular. And what in your opinion is, did that era of music have that today's era doesn't, or rather just what was so great about that era of music?
I think the most interesting or the biggest thing to it was musicality. I mean, everybody was playing an instrument. I mean, if you had a band, you'd have to play an instrument. That's it, end off. You might not play it that well, but you still had to play it. And so people, you know, needed to have some kind of musical mastery, and they needed to be able to play together and not making a horrible sound clash. So I think today the whole computer thing, you know, you're in front of your computer all day, you're doing things, is great, but it's very easy to forget about the music and just get, you know, caught up in whatever is your area of mastery or interest. Like, say, the beats, it's easier to program beats than to program a string section. So, and I think a lot of the music that's produced today is done by people like me who don't really know how to play anything. But because nobody knows, it's hard to emulate. It's hard to get to that next step, and I feel there's a lack of musicality today, and that's why I go back to that time, like the 70s, where even if it was poorly produced, even if it was sounding like shit, badly recorded, it still had some musicality to it, and specifically dance music. That is what I always liked. The dance music of today is not musical. It's very beat friendly, very efficient. It works, it's effective, it makes people dance, but there's not a lot of notes. You know, there's no more chords, there's no more harmonies, and that's what I'm, you know, that's what I'm missing, really.
I guess that's really it, man.
I think my phone is about to die. I mean, the battery.
All right.
We're going to have to cut it short.
Great. Thank you. In September, or maybe June, in June, I'll show you how. Enjoy it.
That was Dimitri from Paris. We were just speaking with, sharing his thoughts about his approach to remixing and music in general. And that was, without a doubt, the most that we have ever spoken, since our communication has pretty much been limited to email thus far. So that was great and fun for us. As we mentioned earlier, Dimitri did a remix of our track Another Lover, which is the single that's out right now, also featuring mixes by Master Kev and Tony Laredo, the classic Tom Moulton, and a mix that I did. So without further ado, this is the Dimitri from Paris 80s throwback remix of Another Lover, here on the Tortured Soulcast.
Talk to alone. this is Dimitri from Paris, and you're listening to the Tortured Soulcast.
Oh, you say you can't believe this is true. So you call me crazy, stupid, insane. Tell me, baby, what was I supposed to do? Sit around waiting for your ass in vain. You're the one who said you didn't see out. You can handle the commitment right now. Well, I guess you got your wish today. Never wanted things to happen this way. Baby, you left me alone.
Hawkins from Atlanta, Georgia, and you are listening to the Tortured Soulcast.
Okay, so that was the Dimitri from Paris 80s throwback mix of Another Lover. And of course, big thanks to Dimitri for taking a moment out to chat with our main man, Jay. That's available now on TrackSource and iTunes, along with the mix from Master Kev and Tony Laredo, as well as mixes from Tom Moulton and our very own Jay Kriv. So get it while it's hot. And right now we're listening to a special mix of Tortured Soul tracks sent in from DJ Nick Nice in Indianapolis. So sit back and enjoy.
Yo, this is DJ Nick Nice from Indianapolis, Indiana, and you're listening to my favorite group in the world, Tortured Soul, right here on the Tortured Soul Cast.
What's up, everybody? This is Christian from Tortured Soul. That's right. This is the Tortured Soul Cast that you've been listening to. And I know Jason and Ethan have already filled your ears with some good stuff, so I just wanted to stop by to say a quick hello and give you one of my favorite tracks from the mid-70s. Came out in one of my favorite eras when I was still a little tyke in New York City, riding around on the subways and getting into trouble. And this one brings it back to that time, and I hope you all like it because I love it, and I think you'll love it too. It's got the disco roots and that flavor that I like, so I hope you enjoy it. Ready? Bell and James, 1978. Living it up, oh yeah, Friday night.
This is Mia Vox from the very same home as Tortured Soul, Brooklyn, New York, and you're listening to Tortured Soul Cast.
Yo, what's up? It's Ethan. I wanted to play you my brand new track featuring Marie, aka Tweak from the Rurals. It's called Don't Tell Me That You're Sorry, and it'll be out any day now on Large, but you heard it here first on the Tortured Soul Cast.
What up, though? This is Piranha Head, and you're listening to the Tortured Soul Cast. This is my inaugural remix of Home to You by Tortured Soul, which I really enjoy doing, and you can pick it up right now on TrackSource, iTunes, Beatport, or wherever else there is fine music. Get into it.
That just about concludes this first episode of the Tortured Soul Cast. Special thanks to Dimitri from Paris for giving us some time on the phone, DJ Nick Nice for sending in his old school Tortured Soul mix, and all of you who sent in your Soul Cast drops. Keep sending more. And we're going to continue to build this thing and bring you exclusive Tortured Soul material with each new podcast. So we hope you'll subscribe and tell a friend about it. And that's it. We out. See you soon.